Daf is daf ayin tes. So we got to the bottom of ayin ches and beis. The Mishnah begins that niskavin laharoges a behema. Person had intention to kill an animal, but instead accidentally haroges a adam, killed a person instead. Or he intended on the oved kochavim killing a guy, but haroges yisrael, accidentally killed a Jew. Nefelim vaharoges a ben kayama. He tried killing a nefel, a stillborn, instead killed a ben kayama, a child that was strong, healthy. So all those cases, he's potter because you try doing niskavin lezeh. Rashi explains that the issue is, Rashi in the bottom here, niskavin laharoges a behema, haya omid adam eto behema. There's a man standing next to an animal. Niskavin laharog behema, he tried killing the animal, vaharog adam potter, but his arrow or his the bullet went off a little bit to the side. Mishum dechi asu bei hasra safek. Because the moment the guy gave hasra, don't shoot that animal because he might shoot the Adam, but that's Hasra Safek. He says, I don't plan on it. Meaning, Afa Pisha Kibo Alaf Hasra. Even though the Roteach accepted the Hasra, Shomer Lehem, he says, Yo, they are Nishu Ben Bris. I know that person next to him is a Jew, but I'm asking Ani Es, I'm doing it anyways. Sheim Ehergenu Ani Es Chai Misa Pati. If I kill him, I'll be Chayiv. That case is Pati, because he wasn't intending on shooting the person. He knew there was a risk involved, but still, that wasn't his goal. That's Hasra Safek. So then the Mishnah goes on to say, Niskavin lahakosa al masnava lahayaba kidei lahamiso. They tried killing him, he tried hitting a person on his hips area, and he didn't have the ability. That type of hit was not strong enough to kill a person there. Lahamiso al masnava. But instead, halchalo al libo. But the arrow ended up, he jerked back and hit the guy in the chest, in the heart. And that arrow had the ability, hayaba kidei lahamiso al libo, and had the ability to kill a person if it hits the heart. Or mace the guy, and the guy dies, pater, because you didn't have intent on shooting the lev. Well, you need to have the kavana for it to be considered ritzich and to be chayv. Let's say niskavin lahakos alibo. It had the ability, rather, you had intent on shooting the guy in the heart. And the arrow had enough punch to kill him. It ended up going down to his hips. The arrow isn't strong enough to kill a typical person if it hits him in that area, but somehow some freak accident happened, he ended up dying from this pater. Because again, you did not have kavana, it didn't go with where you went. It went to the masnav, and that wasn't your intention. So in that case, you're pater as well. Exactly. But your maisa wasn't what you, the location, the target, wasn't exactly right. So then, let's say niskavin lahakos es hagadol v'lo haya bakedi lahamis es hagadol. You tried shooting a gadol, and the arrow wasn't strong enough to kill a grown man. But v'halchalo alakatan, but it ended up going off to a little boy on the side. V'haya bakedi lahamis es hakatan. This arrow had the ability to kill a katan, but that wasn't your target. And mace, the katan dies because of that. That's pot as well, because everything has to match up from your intention to the maisa to the target.
I'm sorry. If someone says he sees you doing this, if you do that, you might kill him.
Yeah, because Hasra Safik, remember, I said, Hasra, if you shoot him in the shoot that gadol, you'll be chayv. So I know that, but no, I'm sorry, because he didn't have the ability to shoot the gadol. The gadol, he's not chayv on. He didn't kill the gadol. He said, listen, if you shoot the gadol, you might shoot the katan.
That's the case before where you wanted to kill the guy, Ali Boy.
So that's the case earlier. Fine. Earlier, we tried. The guy says, if you shoot the guy in the lathe, you're going to kill the guy in the lathe.
The guy has to give you Hasra. Everything has to match.
Exactly. Hasra, that's pretty much
and
it.
And the intention, everything.
Everything has to match.
So it's not impossible to ever be
Chayv. No, the guy is a good shooter. He shoots the guy in the head. Right.
So what is Chayv?
He's Potter.
Not from everything.
We'll see if he's Chayv anything with perhaps Mammon. Maybe he's Chayv. Mammon, we'll see about that. So the Mishnah says, Niskavin lahako says hakatan, let's say his intention in killing a minor, v'hayaba kidei laham says hakatan, and the arrow had the ability to kill a minor. However, halchalo alagada went to the guy next to him, the older man next to him, v'lohayaba kidei laham says hakatan. Now this typical arrow doesn't have the ability to kill a grown man, but somehow he makes the gadol die anyways, he's pater as well, because everything isn't matching up. So when are you chayiv? Aval niskavin lahakos al masnav v'haya bakedei lahamis al masnav. You tried shooting with the hip, and the arrow is strong enough to kill the guy there, but it didn't go where you wanted to. It actually went off mark a little bit. Halchalo al liba, went to his chest. In that case, mace, you're chay, because your initial intention was to kill that particular person and had the ability to kill that person, even though it went somewhere else. It was kedei lahamis. It's chayiv. So then the Mishnah says, Niskavin lahakos es hagadol v'haba kedei lahamis es hagadol. His intention was to shoot and kill. V'halchalo al katan. Now this case, it went to some other person. to a child, umeisin, kill that person. That case, you're chayiv because he had an intention on killing someone in the first place. Now you have to go back and review all the different cases, see how everything lines up here. But the basic idea is that you have to have the intent on killing someone, and in the end of the day, actually killing someone.
How do we know what a person's intent is?
Not sure.
That's why you always
put the Hasra tells you. The Hasra tells you. He said, "I'm doing this. I'm an askein on this condition. I'm doing with the intention of killing." That indicates what his hamachshav is. That's the Gemara says. The point of Hasra is ein haba Hasra el havchin ben shogig lemezid, in order to tell Bezdin whether he did this on purpose or did it accidental. Now comes along Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, "Omer afilu niskavin laharug ezeh v'harug ezeh pata." He argues and says, "If you have intention of killing one and you killed someone else, so in fact you're going to be pater." So the Gemara now wants to know on which case is Rabbi Shimon arguing on. So the Gemara says as follows: Rabbi Shimon, ahai, which Mishnah is he? Which stage of the Mishnah is he arguing on? Elaim, if you say that he's going on the Seifa, and the Seifa, which was the case of where you had kavana to kill the gadol, and you kill the katan, and the Tanakhama says chayiv. So if it's saying that, Rabbi Shimon should say Rabbi Shimon potim mibaylem. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have to say the whole words. Doesn't have to say afilu niskaven laharug zeze harug zeze pater. If he's really referring to the last case, he should say pater. Pater would be sufficient. It must be referring back to a previous case, so he has to recreate this scenario, and that's what's going on here. So ella areisha, he's going back on the reisha. What was the reisha? Niskavin laharu gets a behema, laharu gets adam, loved kochavim, laharu gets Israel, linafelim, laharu gets ben kayama. All those cases, the Mishnah says pater. Then the Mishnah went off in other cases. So then Rabbi Shimon at the end comes back and says, oh, sorry, before I get to Rabbi Shimon, so the Gemara concludes from this Mishnah, ha niskavin laharu gezeh, laharu gezeh chayv. If you have intent on killing one and you killed someone else, one Jew to another Jew, then you would be chayv. It's only going from someone you're pater to chayv. But if your initial intent was to kill someone who's a bar kayama and you killed someone else who's a bar kayama, the Tanakhama holds you actually chayv. So on that conclusion, Rabbi Shimon says, no. Rabbi Shimon, we waited to the end to bring Rabbi Shimon to introduce his opinion. That's why he had to restate the scenario. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu niskavin laharu gezeh. But haru gezeh, even in that case, he says you're actually going to be pater. Fine. The Gemara now says, Pshita rather, it's obvious, Kai Ruvain v'Shimon, Ruvain and Shimon are standing next to each other. V'amar in the Rotzeach says, Ani ana l'Ruvain kamechavna, but l'Shimon lo kamechavna. So the guy says, I'm intending on killing Ruvain, and I don't have intent on killing Shimon at all. Hainu pluksayu, that's the machlokus in the Mishnah between Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, where you try killing A, and instead you kill B. But what about Amar l'chad minayhu mai? What if he says, I want to kill one of them? He doesn't have an exact target. I know I'm not such an accurate shooter. I'm going to shoot between the two of them. Whoever gets shot, that's my intent. I want to kill someone. Fine. Inami. Kisavar Ruvain v'nimsa Shimon. He thought he was shooting Ruvain, but the guy dropped dead, and it turned out it was Shimon. So there, it's the same person, but he had a different intention. As opposed to the previous discussion was, he was looking for A and Dafka not B. This case was, he was looking for A, and he killed A, but turns out it wasn't A, it was really B. So that's the question. Is he chayiv in this case? Mai, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Ditani, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Ad shi omer ploni ani miskaven. Rabbi Shimon says, until you say, I've intent on killing this person, you have to know who he is. So it can't just be say, I'm spraying bullets in this crowd like yesterday. Just you have to intent on killing the individual person. That's when you're chayiv for. What's the basis? My taima, the Rabbi Shimon. Why does he have to say that only when you have a kavana for that person? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, in the context of talking about murder, v'arav lo, arav means, I think, to ambush, v'arav lo, v'kam alav, achiskavin lo. There has to be arav lo for him. You intended or you targeted this person, only at that point you're chayiv. Rabbanan don't make such a drasha, and therefore they say, even if you shoot in a crowd, you would be chayiv. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan Amri Debe Rabbianai, what do they do with the word V'arav Lo? Prat Lezorek Evan Lego. To exclude a case where you threw a rock, you threw a shot a gun in a crowd. That case is different. So what's that scenario? So, Hei Chidami, what's this case? So the Gemara says, Elaim, if it means to tell me, Ikatisha Kusim, Vechad Yisrael B'nayim, so typically the Ruba Kusim Ninu. If it's nine are non-Jews, and one's a Jew, So then the fact that Rove is Kusim, of course you should be Potter. What's the Chiddush? Of course you're Potter in that case. Inami, Palgo Palgo, let's say it's 50%, five Jews, five non-Jews, and you throw a rock in the crowd. Safik Nefash is Lakel. In that case as well, since he wasn't sure who was going to hit, it's 50-50, we don't kill him based on that. Safik Nefash is Lakel. So what's the case where we're saying if he throws a rock in a crowd that he's Potter? What's the Chiddush of the Torah? The tricha must be a case, Zika Tisha Yisrael Vakusi Echa Benyam. It's a crowd of nine Jews and one non-Jew. And he throws a big boulder to the crowd and kills a Jew. So in that case, even there, the Chachamim say he's Pater, the Havalei Kusi Kavua. The Kusi is considered Kavua. He's set. V'chol Kavua Kemechsa Mechsa Damim. So that gets involved in a whole other discussion about Kavua, called the parish Meruba parish. Aren't people menadin? Don't they move? Is that really kavua when they move? Okay, there's a lot of sugyas, but the Rashi and Tosis both point out this sugya here, this possible arav lo, is the source of this klal that kol kavua is kemechsa mechsa damim. When something is set, when something is stationary, even though when you do the statistics, it's only 1 out of 10 chances that he's going to kill a Jew, and 9 out of 10 he'll kill a non-Jew, we view everything as 50-50. That's a special chiddush of the Torah. This is the makor for that concept. So that's the case where Rabbanan are telling us the arav lo has to be where there's certainty. Whenever there's some level of safek, even though there are 9 Jews there, we still assume it's a safek and he's not responsible. He's not going to be chayv misa. That's what we learn for arav lo.
If nine Jews and one kusi is potter, and then certainly the other case of mechsa.
Yeah, that we need a chiddush for that. That wasn't, we didn't need a pasuk. The pasuk seemed to me the greatest chiddush, which is when there's 9 Jews, even when there's 9 Jews, you're still chayiv. Now, based on that point where you say, safek nefashas lahakel, whenever there's a safek by nefashas, we always go lakula. So Rashi invokes a pasuk here. Look at Rashi, Dibra maschil inami palga palga. Let's say it's 5 Jews to 5 non-Jews, that's 50-50. Lamali kral miftri, what's your need for a pasuk? We know you're already potter in that case, it's a safek. Since he could say, I intend on killing the non-Jews that were in the crowd, there's a 50% chance, so then, Islech HaLemiftere, he should be Potter, Mishum Desafek Nefashas LaHakel, Mevitzilu HaEda. Vitzilu HaEda is the source that Safek Nefashas were Mako. So Tosas and Baba Kama asks a question, wait a second here. We have a concept by Safek Mamon LaHakel, so Kavachomer Safek Nefashas LaHakel. Certainly, when it comes to extracting money from someone, we don't make a person do it. Motz mechavel of harai until he brings proof. So certainly, to try to kill someone, we should be more makel as well, because it's someone's life at hand. So why do you need to bring a pasuk v'hitzilu ha'eda? So Rav Chanan of Asman answers that when it comes to savig mamon lahakel, there's a svara to say we don't motz mechavel of harai because cheskas mamon b'marikama. We assume whoever's holding on to it, that indicates he is the owner for it. So that's why we hold of it. But there is no such thing as cheskas marikama when it comes to safek nefash lahakel. So therefore, maybe we should say, if it's 50-50, maybe we should kill the guy. It's only because we have the pasuk of Tzilu Ha'eda tells the chiddush that we don't kill the guy in a case of safek. But you can't learn the halachas of dini nefashos from dini mamros because there is no cheskas marikama in the world of dini nefashos. That's the understanding of Rav Chanan. Okay, the Gemara now says towards the bottom here, Bishma, this all makes sense. The Rabbanon, Dami niskavin laharug ezeh, baharug ezeh chayiv, dichsiv v'chinatzu anashim v'nakfu isha hara. So let's say two people are fighting and they hit a lady next to her, she was pregnant. V'amar Rabbi Eliezer, b'mitzah shebemisa kalsa medaber, is talking about if you end up killing her, dichsiv im ason yeh, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. If you end up killing, there's an ason, there's a death, so then, nefesh tachas nefesh, then he's considered rotzeach. He tried hitting Reuven, tried shooting Reuven, and then ended up going off and hit the lady next to him. And the lach is, in the end, if there's a death, so then nefesh tachas nefesh, she's a murderer. But why? That's a case of niskavin laharogadzeh, baharogadzeh. So we see this is a proof from the pasuk here, according to Rabbanan, niskavin laharogadzeh, baharogadzeh, you're chayiv. But el lever shimon, chayiv anasata nefesh tachas nefesh, my avrilay. So according to him, he holds niskavin laharugzeh, haragzeh is putter, so then how can the pasuk say nefesh achas nefesh, you would get killed for killing the lady accidentally. So comes along Rabbi Shimon to explain, hayv nasata nefesh achas nefesh my avrilay, mamon, it's referring to not paying his life, giving up his life and being killed, rather he pays mamon for killing this lady. Uch the Rabbi, the Tani Rabbi Omer, v'nasata nefesh achas nefesh, nefesh mamon, you think it really means mamon? Oh, maybe it really means we killed the rotzeach, even though it was accidental that he killed her. Gemara says can't be because Nemar Nesina Lamatav and Nemar Nesina Lamala. It says Nesina in one case and it says Nesina in another case. The other case is that Venasan Beflilim. It said Vechinatsu Anashim Venak for Isha Harav Yata Yaldel, so on and so forth. It says Venasan Beflilim. You end up giving. You give money. So too in the case of Venasan Nefesh Achas Nefesh. Nasata nefesh achas nefesh, that also is referring to paying mammon. That's his understanding. So again, in the case of harigzeh, so chacham hold you get chiyam misa, Rabbi Shimon hold your potter for misa, but your chayv and mammon. That was your question. Your chayv to pay for the death, for the value of the murdered. So Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Hai Tana de Bechizkia, Mafkim Midi Rebbe, Mafkim Midi Rabbanim." As we're about to see in this coming Brisa, and we pass him like this Brisa, that he holds differently than he's Mafka. He leaves the position of Rebbe and also leaves the position of Rabbanim, which means what? He doesn't think you're Chai Misa, nor are you Chai Mamun. So Niskavin Laharagzeh, Laharagzeh, you're Pater from Misa, and you're also Pater from Mammon. We'll see a very interesting nafkamina when we get to the end of the sugya here. The Tana de Bechizkiya, Make Adam, Make Behemoth. The pasuk connects hitting the hitting of an animal and the by an animal and hitting by a person. How so? What's the connection? Ma Make Behemoth, Lo Chelkas Ba, Bain Shogi Lemezid, Bain Miskavin Lashena Maskavin, Bain Derechirida, Derechalia, the protomanum, Ella, Lechaiva Mammon. So just like when it comes to an animal, when an animal ends up causing a damage, it doesn't make a difference whether or not it was done intentionally or whatever direction, he's always chayv to pay mammon. So af maka adam, so too when you kill a person, lo sach lok ba, bein b'shogil meza, bein miskavin l'shem miskavin, bein derech yiridil derech aliyah, l'chayva mammon, ela l'pocha mammon. So too when a person kills another individual, he's always put there from paying money because of kimlei b'dirabi minei. Fine, that's the klaus. The Gemara wants to just understand my shena miskavin. What does it mean you don't have intent on killing a person? Ilema shena miskavin klaus. If you didn't have intention at all, you just the gun accidentally went off. Well, that's a case of haynu shogi. That's an accidental example. That already Mishnah said bein shogi lemezid. So what's the shena miskavin coming to include? El pshita shena miskavin lezeh el lezeh. Must be you didn't have intent for Reuven. And you had intent only for Reuven, not for Shimon, but you end up killing Shimon accidentally. Meaning what? Niskavin laharigzeh. Laharigzeh, so the halach is you're pater from Mammon. The katani lechayv Mammon el lepocha Mammon. Meaning you're not chayv Mammon, you're only pater Mammon. So we see clearly from Tana Bechizkia that you're pater from Mammon whenever there's a death, even if it's niskavin lezeh vaharigzeh. So the Gemara says, vi bar katalahu, ma'itzrech lemiftei Mammon. Now, if it's a case where he did this on purpose, so kimev rabbinay, what's the chiddush? Of course, he's patur from mammon. El must be a case elav shmamina la bar katalahu. He doesn't get killed against rabbanim. For la bar mammonu, he doesn't pay money either against rabbi. He holds his patur from everything, at least bedini adam, bedini shemayim. That's a whole other world. But at least in bedini mammon, he is his mamish patur. This is a big machlokas we've shown him here about when we say it's pater from mammon, is there a theoretical mammon that the yorshim could collect? Is there value to the body? So some Rishonim hold that the halacha is exeris akasiv. There is no mammon at all for the body, and even if the yorshim want to take money from the murderer, they have no right to. But the Hagros HaShri says, no, there is mammon. They just see the ptur from paying it, but there is some theoretical mammon. And the yorshim go ahead, im tafus, we don't take it out from them. So it becomes a whole discussion when it comes to, let's say, life insurance plans, or sometimes they had in communities, if a person dies in a family, everyone's going to support the family. So now, is that a real chiyum mammon to pay or not? So meaning, do you have to follow halachas of Yerusha? So if you assume that there is no mammon here at all deserving, but they made a certain agreement with the life insurance, or let's say the community says, we'll take care of this family. So then there's no halachas of yorshim, because really, halachically, there is no right for that mace, there's no mammon to it. But according to Hagos HaShri, there is a chiyum mammon, but they're just a patur, you don't have to pay it. But if they take upon themselves to pay that mammon, so then it becomes a regular halacha of mammon going towards the mace, and you would have to follow the halachas of Yerusha, the sons and daughters and parents and so on and so forth. They also talk about situations, Chazanish says, let's say the one who's been killed, there's an outstanding debt. Could the bank go ahead and collect from that mammon, from the life insurance plan. If he has any money in the bank, so then from his own personal bank, from the bank that's collecting, the Baal Chov could collect from his bank. But let's say there's a life insurance plan, and he ends up collecting it, or the family collects it, can the bank take from the life insurance plan? So it says it depends on this machlokas. If we say that there really is a mammon, he's owed, this family's owed, we just, there's a patur in collecting it, but if it's collected, he gets to keep it, so then the bank has every right to it. But if we paskin that there's a patur mammon across the board, there is not even nothing to talk about here, but it's a special chesed of the life insurance plan, or the chesed of the community, in which case the Baal Chov would have no right to collect from this mammon.
Why don't we say Adamur Lalam over here, like killing, say we say, by damaging?
And therefore what do you mean? Not for murder, though. Adamur Le'olam is talking about a case of nezek,
right,
damaging.
Why don't we say so? Why don't we say that?
No, this is murder. This is ritzicha. Ritzicha, there's a lot of details how ritzicha, a person's chayv for ritzicha here. So the pasuk says, if it's done this way, if it's done that way, you're chayv, and so on and so forth. So now once the pasuk says, it's a kinle v'drabi minei, so then there's a patur mamon, though. Even though there's no actual misa we give him, but once there's a death, so then it's a patur. It's based on this k'zeres ha'kasef here. Fine. The Gemara says, new Mishnah. If let's say a person who murdered, who now has to be killed, he gets mixed among the other people in jail, figuring out they're waiting for their verdict. So now what happens? Kulam patur, they're all patur. You mean you got one guy who's gotten the death penalty. How he got confused, unclear, they didn't have the right documentation, they didn't have fingerprints. So Reuven, who already was given the Gemara Din of being killed, he runs into the jail with 100 other potential murderers, and now no one knows who's who. They all have their head shaved and their beard shaved. You can't recognize who's who. So now what happens? So you can't kill them because maybe 99 of the guys are really going to be patur. They weren't given the Gemara Din yet. So they all get off the hook, they're all patur. That's the understanding of the Tanakhama. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Omer Konsono Tola Osalach Kippah. They place him in the Kippah. The Gemara is going to explain in a couple of days. Rashi says this, Visham Machil Nosal Saorim. We starve him for a little while. Then we give him some barley, dried barley, raw barley. Acha Tipka Krisan until his stomach blows up.
So we don't know who he is.
So we give all of them. All of them, all these people. So the question, how do you give them all, the 99 guys, how do you know they are going to be chayv? It's not fair. So the Gemara is going to address that, I believe. So, fine. The Mishnah says, again, Tanakhama says they're all off the hook. And Rabbi Yehuda says that, no, you can't kill them with the sayif, but you can at least go through the process of machnisin kontzino selachip, lekipa. So then the Gemara, Mishnah says, kol chayave misos shinis arvu zebazeh. Any types of people who were, let's say, Reuven was given the Gemara Din, and Shimon was also given the Gemara Din. Before this, we're talking about where the Achim were not given the Gemara Din. But let's say people were given Gemara Din, but then you got confused who's going to get Strafe, who's going to get Skila, who's going to get Herig, and Saif, and so on, Chachenek. So the Mishnah says, Kol Chai V'Misas, Shinasar V'Zebazer, Nidodin Bekala. You always give them the least of the punishments. So, Niskalminis, so let's say, for example, an easy one, Skila and Herig. Everyone agrees Herig is the more makal one. So, Vada, you get Herig to all the inmates. So the Mishnah explains, Ha Niskalminis Rafin. Let's say people who deserve Skila, a person who's Mechal Shabbos, gets mixed with someone who is a Mizana, well, a Bas Refa, I guess, has to be two girls. So, a girl who is a Mechal Shabbos and a Bas Kohen who is Mizana. So, one gets Refa, one get skila, you confuse between the two different ladies. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nidona b'skila, Shasrefa Chamur. This is the famous sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that he holds Shasrefa is the worst, so you give the least of them, which is skila. Chacham argue and say, Omer, Nidona b'srefa, you give him srefa because they hold Shaskila Chamura, skila is more Chamur Dika Misa. So Amalei Rabbi Shimon, he says, what's this far? What's his machlokas based on? Interesting machlokas. Ila loha isa srefa chamura. Had srefa not been so severe, lo nitna labas kohen shezinsa. It wouldn't have been given to the bas kohen shezinsa. The fact that bas kohen shezinsa gets srefa, that clearly indicates it's more chamur. So chum respond back, amru lo, ila loha isa skila chamura. Had skila not been so severe, lo nitna lemegadef lo ovid avodus chacham. It wouldn't have been given over to those two averos. The fact that Megadef over to Kochavim is going to get these Avodazar is going to get these Misas tells us that Skila is more Chamer. So I would simply think that Megadef over the Zar is worse than Bas Kohen Shezinsa. That's how we paskin. But that's the Machlokas. And then the Mishnah says, HaNeragin B'Nechnachin, and those who deserve Saif, and those who deserve strangulation. So what happens here? Rabbi Shimon Omer B'Saif, because he thinks Saif is the least of the two, and Chacham Omer B'Chenek. Chenek is the bottom. So the Gemara wants to understand the mission of the first case when they got nisarvu with each other. So man achem, who are these achem that the rutzeach got mixed up with other people, other inmates? Let's call them. So what's this scenario? Ilema achem ksherim. If he jumps into a crowd of 100 kosher people, so of course you're not going to kill anyone. These are people who did nothing wrong. So he jumped into a shul, and you can't recognize the guy. They all dress the same and all look the same. So that's a pasha din. That can't be the chiddush or the mission that you're potter. And not only that, v'su b'hal leim Rabbi Yehuda konsen asal kippa. And would Rabbi Yehuda say, you take all 100 people now, even though one of them, even all 99 of them are kosher, and one person's a rutzeach, you're going to take all 100 of them and put them in the kippa and have them all killed? Certainly not. So we're not talking about a cherim that are ksherim. So what's the case? Amar Rabbi Abohu, Amar Shmuel, Hacha Barotzeach, Shlo Nigmardino, Shinisari Barotzchim Acherim, Shinigmardinam, Askinan. We're talking about a case that 99 of the guys didn't have the Nigmardin. They were convicted of murder. Rashi says here, if you look towards the bottom, I think he says this, no? We says in the next line here, we talked about a situation where you already makabel the edus. Dayanim spoke about the inyanim back and forth, and they never gave the final gemar din, but it was clear what the gemar din was going to be, but they never mamish gave it. It was never formalized. So that's the situation. But if it was simply they were, they're convicted of it, but there's no edus and there's no masa matan, so even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda seemingly would agree, you wouldn't be machnisin asalakipa. So it's a case where, again, all they were missing was the final psak din. But everything else was filed away.
On who? On him or the other?
The Acherim.
It looks like the Rebbe's and the Acherim are the ones that were...
Oh, you're right. Okay, you're right. So it's either Tzeach, the Acherim are the ones who were... had the Gemara Din. They were the ones who had to be killed, and the Rotzeach.
They were in a more chummer position than he was.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, they were in a more chummer position than he was. And then they knew his Gemara Din, what it was, but they just couldn't find him to give it to him. He was hiding in the crowd of 100 people. So that case... is sufficient. What about the opposite case? Let's say there are 99 people that didn't have a Gemar Din, and the one guy did have a Gemar Din, I would think it'd be the same case. I just don't know if that would ever happen, that you have 99 people who are waiting for the Gemar Din. I imagine before you start the next case, you would finalize it. But in theory, the same sfar should apply. If the only thing you're missing is just that last Gemar Din, I would imagine it would be fine. Unless there's some level of, you know, never know if some other aide could come in and say, well, I know, yeah. And his own mim, or maybe they could find a certain zechus for him, I don't know. Okay, so then the Gemara says, so that's a case where Rabbi Yehuda says to kill them. So Rabban explained in this scenario, Ein gomrim dino sho'odam el b'fanov hilkach kulam p'turim. There's a technicality here. There's a klal that you could only give a Gemar din, even though the whole masam atan took place. And he was standing present, he saw the edus, he saw the back and forth, but the final Gemar din needs to be b'fanov, and he's not b'fanov. What it means not in front of, have all 100 people stand up and just do the Gemara Din. So says Rashi, Kaven Dain Makirinoso Lahavi Bifanov. Since they don't recognize who this is, now it's a very strange case how they don't recognize him. But either way, it was a long day. It was a long day. They saw a lot of people. They didn't have cameras and video cameras to go through everything. So therefore, since they don't recognize him, that's not called Bifanov, even though he actually is standing there. So for this technicality, they all go off the hook. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda, Miftirinu, Legamri, no, Namilo. You can't let them all go off the hook because came in the Rotschin. There's the Rotschin. You can't let these murderers go around the world and Biate Rabbi Kerbecha, the Pasuk says. So Hilkach, Konsan, Tolakipa. So you can't give them a formal death, but you do this backwards death of, again, putting them in the jail, starve them, and then give them food to blow up. Okay. The Gemara says, Vayta Reish Lakish suggests something else. Reish Lakish has a whole nother take. Amar ba'adam d'chul yamal apligi d'patiri. Everyone agrees, if this is a person, nothing you could do about it. Even Rabbi Huda would agree, you can't kill the person because he's not b'fun of. This whole discussion here is, Ahacha b'shor shelo nigmar dino, shinisari b'shvarim she'acherim shenigmar dino. It's talking about a case of oxen. So you have 99 oxen whose Gemar Din were given to get the death penalty to be stoned. And one shore was a smart shore, and he says, before you give him the Gemar Din, I'm running inside the pen with the other guys here. You're not going to find me, which makes a lot more sense in terms of not being able to recognize the ox. That makes sense than a person. Fine, so he jumps in. So what's a machlokas now? So the Gemara explained that this is kamifiki. This is a machlokas that Rabbanan Savri kamises a bailim, kach mises a shore. You have to have equating the killing of the shore to the killing of an owner. The ain gomrin dino shashur el befanav. You can only kill the shore in front of him. And hokach kulim patur. And since you cannot recognize which shore this is, they all go off the hook. Rabbi Huda Savar, Kont and Solakipa, nah, these are animals. We don't care that much about them. We love animals, but still, we're not going to let 100 wild oxen run around the world, and therefore, we'll just put them all in the pen, starve them, give them barley, and watch their stomachs blow up. What?
The oxen will also give them barley?
Yeah, I imagine so. I never saw anything different. I imagine it would be the same thing, yeah. Yeah, but I'm not sure if it's raw. It could be. Maybe something else. I hear that. Fine. So I guess tomorrow we'll pick up on that one. But maybe you're right. Maybe they'll give something else to them. I don't know. It's a good question.